Hello.
Hi, Jolene. It's Amy. Hey, Jolene. It's Amy Nelson with Local Splash. How are you?
Okay, dear.
Are you doing any better?
My eye is, it may be a little bit better, but in the meantime, I pulled my back out, and I'm having to go to the, that's where I was the other two or three times you called this morning. I was at the doctor's office.
Oh, boy.
With the chiropractor. He says, I need 12. This is, girl, what in the hell has
right?
gone
on? Right? When it rains, it pours, Mr. Doctor.
And it's things that you can't afford. Girl, I don't even go get a mammogram. I always say, no, I don't want to go do that. I'm just looking for trouble. I don't like to go to doctors.
Yeah.
I've been on a soapbox about doctors for years. That's the key, if you give them enough opportunity.
Yeah, you told me about that. You were taking medicines. You didn't
know
that. Yeah.
Yeah, so anyway, I still can't walk across the room without a patch on my eye.
Okay.
Into walls. I thought that you were going to call after my appointment. My eye appointment is the 26th, and then she's sending me to the neurologist.
Mm-hmm.
So when they look at it next week, they may see victory, and I'm well into my 12 visits to the chiropractor. He said approximately 12. He don't seem to be in any hurry. You know, conspiracy theorist thing. It seemed to me from the get-go, from at least appointment two, that he said, oh, a Medicare person. How long will Medicare pay? Oh, 12 weeks. Let's just stretch it on right out there. That's what I feel like. And I would be done, but do you know that sucker took off last Thursday and was gone for 5 days?
Oh, this guy.
And I said, you're doing what? He said, oh, I got a little vacation planned. I said, dude, I can't even
walk.
I can barely see. I have to get a ride to get up here. It's a 60 miles round trip. And now you're going to tell me you're going on vacation?
Right.
But it's better. Than it was. I mean, I sit and rub my leg and cry. Have you ever had sciatica?
I have. I have. Son went 4 ounces inside my belly. 4 ounces, and that boy sat on my sciatic nerve until the day he came out.
Oh, so you know that pain.
I know that pain like no other. I'm like, how does something so small kill me? I mean, and he's been doing it ever since. No, I'm just kidding. He's my pride and joy. But ever since I've had the sciatica, it's never stopped. Like, and when it flares up, it puts me all the way out flat on my back.
And I'm sitting there telling it, can you give me a plan, an exercise, anything? Guess up this pain in my leg. I can't bear it. I stand in the shower.
There is
cry.
Exercises. You don't have no exercises for it?
He said, there are, but it's too, your back is too far gone. I said, how can it be so far gone? And I didn't feel it till now. But he acts like that this has been brewing for, 10 years. But I get up every night and just, I got this bench. I don't know if y'all do in California. Our home's out here. Some have bench seats that are built into them, so you just sit on a seat, and I get the handheld part of the shower and just run hot water over my leg. He almost yelled at me, it's not your leg, it's your back.
Okay.
And I'm like, well, it hurts in my leg.
Hot water's the worst thing for it, let me tell you why. When you do the hot water, it stimulates it. It feels good in the moment, but it stimulates it. You need ice.
So he switched me to ice.
Good.
But before he left, he said, you need to ice this. So my friend bought me a thing that you put the ice pack in this little pouch. And it has a Velcro belt that goes around and holds it onto you. Girl, I put that thing on to go to bed, and I get about 3 hours of sleep, and then I'm up again, pacing. I wonder if you can put ice on it for too long.
No, you put 20 minutes on, 20 minutes off.
Yeah, but I don't want to wake up and take it off after I've just got 20 minutes of sleep.
I understand. Maybe you could just leave it in the bed next to you, you know, just kind of pull it off a little bit. But I can send you a text message with the length of the exercises that I personally use if you want.
Well, he says he has them all lined up, what he wants me to do. So I guess I'll wait on him.
Okay.
I don't know. Because he said don't do anything yet. I didn't want to tell him that I had spent 2 days nonstop on YouTube watching the addict. How to release that piriformis muscle. Because friends, see, I'm 67 years old, so
right.
I have lots of friends that's had lots of years to have lots of pains. But I said, no, girl, I don't want every conversation I have with somebody is about mine or their medical problem.
Right.
There's
right.
more to life than this bullshit. If they get you on the Medicare wheel, they don't let you off. I know he could have fixed this before now. How do I know? Because I went to him before when I had this a few years back. Mm-hmm. And I said, it took you 6 visits last time. You know what that fool said to me? What
did he say?
He said, well, you were a lot younger last time.
That's
so he don't know.
He could have just said things changed. He didn't have to say that.
So the next day when I got up there, I'm sort of going, I still can't get over how slowly this has been since it just took those 6 visits yesterday, last time, and I said, but I realize what you said, I'm getting older. And I said, you're a lot older, too.
Right.
Maybe you ain't so good. Maybe it's time you need to retire.
Right.
But he apologized today. He said, I'm sorry that I cut out on you on vacation. And I said, I didn't cuss you or anything, but thought about it. He said, it's okay to cuss me. It's okay.
He's all, I'm not there anyway. I don't care. Girl.
But I did read about that heat being bad, so
yeah.
I stopped the showers in the middle of the night. I mean, sometimes twice a night get to sit in that shower with that hot
right.
water.
And it does give relief in the moment. It does. But later on when your leg and your back is on fire, that's why. And I never thought. I thought heat is soothing. It's nice. It feels good, you know, but it just turns out it was all wrong.
I kind of knew it in the back of my mind because the last time I had this, now you know now I'm roofing, so I'm climbing ladders and getting on houses.
Yeah.
The last time I had this, I had fallen on a Fry's Electronics building.
Mm.
I was doing repairs on one personally, not my crew, but me, doing repairs, 350 small, altogether it was 1,500 leaks. And 13 AC units I combed out over a period of 3 weeks. So I'm coming down the ladder and I miss a rung.
No.
And I, instead of falling, I didn't have anything in my hand, so I grabbed that straight up and down ladder and didn't fall, but I dropped hard before I caught myself. I thought I had pulled a hamstring.
Mm.
So I went nine months with this pain before I ever got to this chiropractor, but he fixed it in 6 visits. That's why I believe in him. I just don't understand. The only thing that's different is Medicare.
Mm-hmm.
Before I was self-pay with no insurance, he got me right on in and out the door because he wasn't making no money.
Mm-hmm.
I believe it, girl. I believe it. I hate to think that people are that cruel,
but
they are.
Because
he's billing my insurance like $200 and something a visit.
Wow.
And then I'm paying a $20 copay. So,
that's awesome.
Another chiropractor, my son has real good insurance, and the chiropractor, I said, what do you mean you owe him $200 and something? Why would they bill that much? Mm-hmm. I said, I go to him all the time, and he charges me $45 a visit.
Mm-hmm.
See the difference?
Right,
they get you right on it. $45 a visit, you're in and out that door. Then get $200 and something off of Medicare or an insurance company. They just keep dragging it out. And it's really wrong.
It really is.
I still get those splash emails and stuff. I've had about 5 since we talked. So I don't know that they want me to do anything. I don't know that I can do anything.
No, they didn't want you to do anything. They just wanted you to know that we successfully changed the phone number on your Google profile. One of them was just to show you your dashboard features, and the other one was just like refer a friend, get a discount type of thing. But all other emails have ceased, as far as it goes. Text messages, all those sorts of things. But I was calling just to figure out and see how you think you're going to be, you know, if you're going to be taken, if you want us to continue, because again, it's not done overnight because we had hit pause on everything, so we can,
Right. I've had 3 calls and I didn't answer any of them. Just come on that number.
Right.
I'd rather someday later say, oh, you did. Well, I was having trouble with my website. I'd rather say that later than to.
Yeah.
Then say, yeah, we have a roofing company, and no, I don't have anybody that can come look at your house.
Right. Exactly. You know.
I tell my roofer that. My roofer, he's great, but here in Texas, the good roofers are all from Mexico.
Mm-hmm.
So they don't even try to get my face, the liberal Democrats, to tell me nothing. And I say, shut your mofo mouth. I employ nothing but Mexicans. They're immigrants.
And that's fine. They work hard.
And I'm a Republican. They do, yeah.
Yeah, I'm a Republican too, but they work hard. You'll find hardworking, honest people that way that want to earn a living to provide for their family. And I don't really care.
Yep.
As long as we have hardworking people that want to provide for their family and they're honest, hey, who am I to stand in the way?
And they can come across, there's lots of legal ways to get here.
Mm-hmm.
And even the few that got here that wasn't legal, that my roofer that I had for a long time,
mm-hmm.
he came over here 3 times and got sent back twice. The 3rd time he came holding on to the bottom of a railroad car.
Mm.
That's how he got across. And he started a lawn mowing business and graduated to roofing. Let me tell you now, he's fixing to start his 4th child in college. He's gotten
his
citizenship. He has over 130 rental properties.
Beautiful.
He still don't know how to speak. He's got an accent.
And he don't need to. Look at him. Look at him go. Look at him go.
His wife doesn't speak any, but he still is. So it's, you know, it's doable.
Mm-hmm.
But I need to get myself together too, because I'm one of the local precinct judges for our primaries and stuff. So I need to get on it.
So your eye is getting better though.
I don't know that. I'm saying from when I take that patch off, it seems like I can look a couple of little bit further without everything crossing.
Mm-hmm.
But they told me that ophthalmologists, their neurological ophthalmologists, whatever, said when I come back, on the 26th or 27th, I flip a calendar, watch me miss my appointment, that they would measure. They did a bunch, lots of different tests in 4 different rooms.
Mm-hmm.
And so she said they would be able to measure to see if it's progressing. But it feels to me like that I can go more to the right than I used to. I'm exercising it. Don't you think I'm not looking up, looking down, you know, high up to the left, high up to the right? I have a black belt. When I was doing martial arts, I was in Qigong medicine from China.
Mm-hmm.
And so we did all type of different exercises, even down to exercising our eyes. So I started doing those exercises right off to see if I could progress it, and I believe in the secret. Manifest is to be right, and all my prayer warrior people are believing for a good report on that 30-day thing and get this done. And I would be way better without this sciatic thing causing me to cry 4 or 5 times a day. It's really miserable. But I had something I wanted to talk to you about. Listen to me.
Yes, ma'am.
You do know that I'm on hydrocodone and Flexeril.
Mm-hmm.
So if I'm goofy and talk more than usual, if that's possible, that's
why. I don't think that's possible because you already talk a lot. We talk a lot.
That's right.
We're both talkers.
I said it's because of this deaf mute I live with that won't talk to me. So I need to talk to somebody that'll respond. I have a dog. I talk to him all the time. He don't say nothing. Neither does my husband. They don't say nothing.
Now.
But I had a phone call.
Mm-hmm.
And I have been sitting here trying to think of the name. But she called once I got into that conversation with her.
Mm-hmm.
I thought she was doing some type of follow-up with Local Splash, what it was. She said, I see that you've become active with Local Splash.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, yes.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, I wanted to ask you, conversate about your experience so far.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, I can't judge them from Adam. I said, I got sick right after.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't even have the website up, so I don't know good or bad.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, well, she's trying to be coy about the stuff, drag it out of her, but the bottom line was, it's another company here. And she
mm-hmm.
said, we want to talk to you because we have several people that used to be with Local Splash that have come over to our company because of these issues that Local Splash has. And we've already reviewed your website and stuff and see that you are part of this. And I'm like, part of what?
Mm-hmm.
You know, because I haven't been involved enough to know
mm-hmm.
anything
right.
left or right. Mm-hmm. I said, I can't get, if you're looking for a bad recommendation about them, I said, I can't give that to you because I haven't actually given them any opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
I can't go out and do any jobs or anything. I don't need them to call me and give me a bad review. Hey, these people don't even answer their phone.
Mm-hmm.
That's better than, But she said that it was over. I said, what exactly are you saying is the problem with Local Splash? I mean, I said, girl, I'm on medicine. You have to just spell it out. So she finally did and said that it was because Local Splash plagiarizes their updates. So you had your website
mm-hmm.
upgraded from them. I said, maybe I haven't looked at it, but maybe. And he said, well, it's full of sentences that are exactly like every other person has that's in Local Splash. And Google Business will not let you stay live if they see that you're plagiarizing anything on your site. I'm like, oh God, girl, I can't even see if things working, much less decide what's plagiarized or not. And she said that they don't follow the protocol that Google Business demands. She said, you may go live, but they will kick you off of there when they see that you're just almost a carbon copy of every other kind of business with the same words. I didn't know how to answer her to that because
mm-hmm.
it hadn't happened to me.
Right.
So I didn't give you a bad review, but I thought I would ask you about it. Do you know what she's referring to?
I know that we have some competitors. We're actually suing those competitors right now because we're a Google partner. So it's a pretty sticky situation when your competitors need to call your current client and tell them lies like this. You know what I mean? So unfortunately, it is something that we're currently dealing with, and I'm actually, while you're talking to me, I'm reporting it to the proper team, because this is not allowed by Google. First of all, they're not allowed to call competitors. If they figure out that a client is working with us, they're supposed to play nice and leave it alone. They're not supposed to call our clients and badmouth us. And the thing
is, Diamond Roofing.
I know you said that, and this is the thing that I think is absolutely hilarious to me personally, is when they call a client and they badmouth us and basically badmouth your decision to go with us, right?
Right.
Like they're saying, hey, Jolene, like you made a bad choice here, and we're here to point it out, and we're gonna do X, Y, and Z instead of playing fair at all. But the bottom line is no, we don't plagiarize our websites. if we don't have, so if we're doing a standard website, and again, as you said, you got sick early on in the process. We were unable to go through
day one
with you. You know, so yes, is your website kind of generic? Yes, it is, because we haven't had the opportunity. You know what I mean? And then it's on a case-by-case situation. So is there a chance that there are some catchphrases in our websites that you will find in other websites that we have built? Absolutely, because those catchphrases work. And there's no reason we wouldn't use them with SEO. But as far as it being that we're getting our clients kicked off Google, the bottom line is this, Jolene. Our services are all done month to month, and you know that. And that was part of what attracted you, was we're going to earn your business, right? So if our clients are getting kicked off Google and their Google accounts are getting shut down, which doesn't happen, okay, but if that's what's happening, do you think we'd have over 10,000 clients across the U.S.? Do you think people would keep signing up with us? We'd have as many positive reviews as we do? No, it wouldn't happen. So I appreciate the report, because we're adding this to the stack. I'm sorry you had to experience it. Now, did that call come through the call tracking system, or did it come to your direct
No, just my direct cell phone.
Okay.
I've only had 3 calls to that track. Oh, that was her other thing. She said, I noticed that you have a phone number listed that's not your personal phone. And I said, yes, it's a business line, so that I don't know how to use it. They don't have names or anything. It just says this number called you. But anyway, I didn't tell her that. I said, yes. And she said, well, that right there will get you kicked off of Google.
True.
She said, because it's a tracking system.
Yeah.
And they're
Google
using a tracking system
that.
And selling it.
Exactly. Google recommends that you use a tracking system, so your personal information isn't out there. So this is just like one more thing of companies who aren't using Google practices, and they're just trying to undercut and steal other people's clients. Like, your business isn't good enough on its own that you can get clients on your own merits, that you have to call our current clients, undercut us, create lies and doubt. And this is the thing, is that we just got we just got everything situated with your Google business profile. So if you were to bounce out right now, right? Because we've been working even in the time that your account's been suspended. We've been making sure everything is good and it's good to go, because we're counting on a good report from that doctor. We're counting on you being able to kick this off and get it going. Because like I told you,
me too.
We get it going, it still takes 30 to 45 days before it's going to be like super active. As you said, you've received 3 phone calls in the time that it's been on pause. But when we start the actual programming to make it active, it's going to be about 30 days before you begin receiving the calls, like we had discussed in the beginning. So with that being said, though, we're following all of Google's practices. We're ensuring that your account is in good standing. We're making sure that everything is completely ready to go at that exact moment. But when these, if you were to switch over, say you did, it's going to...
I wish I could think of their company.
Was it Ollie Ollie? Or Town Square Interactive? It was
Town
Square?
Square.
Okay.
Yes.
I said that it was Town Square. We literally have... I'm not kidding. You have an entire internal chat dedicated to spam competitors, dedicated to these. That's why I named off those 2 competitors, because these 2 competitors are the ones that are calling, and we actually have a lawsuit going against them, because it's not all right. You know what I mean?
Like, it makes me feel better, because I was the day that it happened was probably like 10 days after I talked to you, and then this call comes, and I think, oh, I thought they had this turned off, because I really thought it was customer survey, whatever, within the within y'all's company to see.
Because that's how they made it sound, right?
Yeah, like it was automatically, hey, you've been involved this many days, and we're calling to see how's it working out so far. Just a quality control check. It's kind of what I thought it was sounding.
Mm-hmm.
And then I realized that she was from
another different company.
Mm-hmm. And she was point blank. You need to cancel them before they really screw your business up, come with us because we're better and we're legit. And they're not.
They're
kind
not.
Of thing.
No, yeah. Well, you know, this is the thing, because I don't have to undercut any other company or any other type of marketing that you've been with. I recall even in the beginning of our conversations that I encouraged you, if you were seeing good results with who you were with, to stay with them. You know, and I don't believe in that kind of, that's not good salesmanship. That's just not good. That's just not being a good human overall, in my personal opinion, because, you know, you don't have to go in and undercut another company or another human being in order to get business. Your business should gain business on its own merits based on the quality of work that you do. But if you were to jump over to another company, which this is what they don't tell you, is that it takes those regular SEO companies like Townsquare about 3 to 6 months to get your account back in, back into, like we're ranking on Google. So we've got it set up. We're ready to go. We're waiting for you to say go, and we're going to hit the buttons and get the optimization going so we can get it ranking, right? Because we've been putting it in line.
Yeah, that's what she said.
But in the meantime, if you skip over to somebody else, your ranking actually takes a drop. Okay.
Yeah.
Because you have to go through all that,
that
stuff again. You know what I'm saying?
It was just very aggravating to think, oh my gosh, I put all this and getting this ready to take off, and now to tell me I'm on the wrong boat. You know, it left an, in the end, it was a negative impression of
that
company.
Right.
But it was some questions that I had put out that I was going to ask you about the accusation and how was whatever done. But she was saying that you're ranked so low. And I said, because it's on a hold, because
mm-hmm.
I'm hurt.
Mm-hmm.
I'm on medical leave. And I said, and I've had it put on hold. I said, so I can't really, I told her several times, I can't really
judge it.
Be a,
you
judge it. You know, it may be great, it may be awful. I don't know. I haven't used it yet. Give me a minute.
Right.
But,
right.
So.
And again, and I just reached out to the technician, and what he said is this is a blatant scammy sales tactic and not the case here. Because I said, you know, she's reporting a spam call of competitors trying to get our clients to go with them. They're claiming that we plagiarize our information with the website, claiming that Google will kick her company off the GVP if we keep doing this. They called her personal cell phone. Because when it's done through the call tracking, which they're getting sneakier about it, because they were doing it through the call tracking numbers, and we were able to report those calls because we have them.
I don't know that they didn't.
Well,
I don't know if they didn't try, because I had that three calls on that line that I have not answered, because I frankly did not know what to tell John Doe that's calling my side. I didn't know what. I tried to hire a guy that was in the roofing business not too far from here. He's a family friend.
Mm-hmm.
And he said if they keep coming in, he said, I'll try to work for around my schedule. Maybe it's like 60 miles from me.
Mm-hmm.
And at least we can, you know,
mm-hmm.
say we got the call. What can we do? And he said, if it turns it to a roof. I said, well, I'll give you half the money if it turns into a roof.
Mm-hmm.
I said, because I'm desperate. I don't need any bad press before I have a chance to get some good.
Right. Understood. Well, he said here that if in the event, he's going to double check the call tracking system and make sure. He also said that once you get reactivated and we get it going, and if you want that entire website rewritten, he said this isn't the case. Again, everything I explained to you is exactly how it is. Until we have feedback from our client, yes, we do what is standard operating procedure and what we know works with the keyword phrases and all of those things for your vertical of roofing, right? And then once we go in and you're like, well, I want to change this, or I prefer this, or I like that. Of course, you know, as I told you from the beginning, we're very interactive with our clients. It requires that interaction in order to ensure that you're getting the type of website that you want. But we know what works. So we do what we know works until we get different feedback. And, of course, your situation is a very delicate and rare situation that we're in. They don't usually even allow me to put these accounts on hold being so soon into the system. Like I said, I went to bat for it, and I know that you're dedicated to this account. I know you want this to work, and I believe it's going to work for you. I know it's going to work for you once we get everything up off the ground. But if you get any more of those calls, you please let me know so that way I can report them in here, because it gets me so, it really chaps my eye.
It would
really
be true.
Because it's unacceptable. Like, why can't you just be, you? You know, why can't you just do you? Why can't you just get it on your own merits? Why do you gotta go and come at our people and try to steal our clients? Like, you literally can't even go get clients on your own merits. That would be like you calling another guy and saying, hey, I heard you got a bid from so-and-so on your roof. Did you know a bunch of untruth? Like, people don't, why would you do that?
They do that all the time in roofing. So, yes, I'm very aware of that kind of negative advertising.
It's just so wrong, you know? Like, it is. It's just so wrong. And they act like they have something better on us. And the thing is our star ranking is 4.2 and we have almost 1,000 reviews. They have a 4.3 and they have over 3,000 reviews. So they're not doing any better than us. You have three times as many reviews and people don't think your services are any better, Buddy Bear. You know?
That's true.
The numbers don't lie, but the numbers, they don't lie. Like if you had that many reviews and you were at a 5-star, okay, cool. I give you that. I will give you that on your own merits. One more time, I don't fight dirty. I don't play dirty. So I'm glad you let me know. We're going to try to take care of this. So what do you think?
I apologize. I didn't get her a name or a number, but I'll try to do that if they call me back. But anyway, it was Town Square.
Okay.
Because when she first called, before I thought that it was someone in your company,
mm-hmm.
at first she said something Town Square,
mm-hmm.
and oddly enough, our HOA has a name real close. It's our brand new HOA in this neighborhood.
Uh-huh.
Real, some kind of square too. And I said, oh, well, this is our new HOA. And she said, oh, no.
Mm-hmm.
And then she went on. I thought, the next thing she mentioned was Local Splash, and I thought, okay, Town
mm-hmm.
Square, Local Splash, what?
Yeah.
Like I said, I'm on hold.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm on hydrocodone.
You're on pain medication. Exactly. Oh, man. Well, I'm so sorry that she gave you that scare, but we're going to take good care of you. You know, so what do you think? Do you think we should, I want you to feel comfortable when we cut it back on. Again, that time frame is 30 to 45 days. You were about 10 days in when we had to put it on a pause. So I don't know, not even 10 days in. You signed up, right at 10 days, 9 days. Yeah, 9 days when we put you on pause and held it. So, again, remember the time frame is 30 to 45 days for full placement. So even if you said cut it on, it's not going to flood in the phone calls tomorrow, you know, but
right.
it's going to put you into that position so we can begin building it out to get the calls coming in when you want them, you know, about 30 to 45 days from now.
And that's the two big things.
Mm-hmm.
One, I couldn't drive. I can't drive
mm-hmm.
to get anywhere with this eye. Girl, I am not navigating the hallway, running into doors. That whole side, I'm not adjusting to only being one eyed. I know people do, and I surely would after a while, but I'm not driven in the car, and the only time I've left this house is to go to the chiropractor.
Mm-hmm.
So, and right back home. So being able to drive is a big one, because
mm-hmm.
you can't run a roofing business without drivability.
Right.
And the second one that may be even more important is I can't learn from whoever in whatever division. I can't learn what I need to do to send any pictures or go out and take more pictures of stuff that I need to do for each individual part of this, the website, the Facebook
right.
page. I can't,
right.
since I don't know anything about
right.
it, I can't fix it if I could see.
Right, but as of right now, it's perfectly fine the way that it is what I'm saying. If you left
okay.
it as it is forever, okay, forever and ever, it's still functional, it's still doing what it needs to do. We've set it up properly because we have clients that are literally on flip phones. right? You know how them old school boys are. They're stuck on a
flip. I am one of them.
You know, they don't even want to take no pictures. You're at least willing to learn. But you know what I'm saying, them old school backwood boys that don't want, they just pick up the phone and they make a phone call and that's it. They ain't signing nothing. They ain't doing nothing. They're happy with it how it is, and we set it up in a very generic way, and we move forward with it, right? And they get the type of calls that they're looking for. Now, if you have somebody who's helping you with the roofing, again, it's not going to be coming in tomorrow, you know, so I want you to be aware of that. You know, it's not going up tomorrow. It's not going to have anything that's going to have calls coming in tomorrow and things like that, or even next week. It's going to be a little bit before it's all going to be gelling in the way that you want it to. But we have
it is frustrating.
Of your guys and your stuff that you gave us before that are on the Facebook. So we have your
One of them is my house.
Yeah.
One of the pictures y'all put there is my house.
All right.
My personal home. But we did roof it.
Cool.
Yeah, I did put a new roof on it, so it still is legit a customer. I was my own customer.
Right. So, I mean, we have legit photographs of yours that we have here to use and all the things. You know what I mean? So your marketing situation is not in a bad spot. It's just a matter of if you're going to be ready for us to turn it on or not. And so are you thinking you want to wait until the 27th, 28th, make a decision?
Yes, because then that's the day, 27th is the day after I go to the doctor, for my eye, the ophthalmologist people that's what's keeping me from driving. So Attica makes you hurt, but don't keep you from driving.
Right. So you're going on the 26th.
Right, to the ophthalmologist. And if they could say, hey, this has moved quite a bit. But I'm going to be saying, hey, I'm closer to feeling okay to drive.
Mm-hmm.
But if they say it's, you know, because their prognosis when they tell you have this is 3 to 6 months, and I haven't even had it 30 days yet.
Mm-hmm.
Although it feels like 60.
Mm, yeah, it feels like forever, right?
Thank God it doesn't hurt. But if you take it off at night, and then I've got two dogs, two little dogs, and I get up to let them go outside or something, forget that I had an eye patch on, I'm running into stuff. I'm like, crap. I fell in the shower.
Oh, no.
And busted my knee. Then I ran into the bathroom door and messed up my shoulder. I just bam into it. Like, you know, you're walking full speed ahead. You walk right into the side of the door.
Right.
What kind of dumbass does that?
Well, my nephew just ran straight into the sliding glass door the other day. So it happens, you know.
But that's my only thing. But if you call back on the 27th, then I will have.
You got it.
They'll give me 3 more chiropractor visits. I got tomorrow appointment, Monday, and Wednesday I've got with him. And then he says, we'll see how much further after that. Surely to God, that'll be almost 12 times.
3 times a week, that'll be about right? Okay. And I'm hoping
that's where I am.
Okay.
Yes.
It's going to be good. And I would hate to see you know what I mean? Like, we've already done the work on the website. We've got everything up and running, all the things. So I'm really hoping that the good report comes on the weekend so that we can get everything going, okay?
I appreciate it. I'll talk to you soon.
Yeah, I'll talk to you soon. Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. what the hell? Is there a way to do this with the wraparound?